This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, words of advice from the woman who knows all, Dear Prudence. But first, this week, newspapers around the world carried headlines that read, Armageddon set for March 21st, 2014, and Earth is doomed. All that thanks to an asteroid that some scientists thought would collide with the Earth. The space rock probably won't hit us, but here to talk about asteroids and the dangers they may or may not pose is Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday. Ira, are we in peril? What's happening
here? No. There was a little blown out of proportion, this original story. Originally, this asteroid only had a one in 909,000 chance of hitting the Earth.
Oh.
But it was given a rating of 1 on the Torino scale, which is how they measure the collision potential, which meant there was a chance, and the 1 means an event meriting careful monitoring. So they had discovered it and hadn't observed it enough times to actually get an accurate track on its orbit. And now, later in the week, as they have done that, they have seen that they moved the scale down to 0, and there's very little chance that it could hit us, at least this one.
Although it does sort of remove a whole bunch of great science stories that would have come up. Well, anyway, what is this Torino scale? I've never heard of it, and maybe it's not very good if it made such a great miscalculation.
Well, the Torino scale runs from 0 to 10, with 10 signifying, quote, a collision capable of causing a global climatic catastrophe. I say, rather, it's kiss your you-know-what go by if we ever get to a number 10. So that's the highest. This one has been downgraded down to 0.
So,
but
okay.
It doesn't mean there's not another one out there that may have our name on it.
You know? Asteroids. Could they really do serious damage to Earth if they hit us?
Absolutely. It's an asteroid that killed the dinosaurs 65 million years ago and wiped out the whole dinosaur population. There are asteroids. There are actually 400 tons of asteroids that rain down on us every day. They just, most of them, burn up as meteorites in the atmosphere. There are over probably 1,000 asteroids out there that are being tracked, size of about a 1 kilometer, 6/10 of a mile, that would be really dangerous if they hit us. And there are thousands of smaller little rocks out there that could hit us and not cause giant catastrophes, but pretty big ones. It was a not too big one that in 1908 caused that famous explosion in Russia, knocked out the whole forest.
Scientists are spending a lot of time looking in space for these asteroids to make sure that they're not going to, well, at least that we'll know they're coming.
Well, they're trying to. They don't have, you see, there's not a lot of money invested in this. There is a network called the Near Earth Objects Information Center that this one that discovered is in England, in Leicester, England. NASA has its own version of this and part of a consortium. But the total American budget for discovering these things is about $3.5 million. To put that in perspective, NASA spends more than that on its sewage disposal system in one of its headquarters. So you can see that's not a whole lot of money to sink into looking for these asteroids.
Well, maybe they think if there's one getting sort of close, we'll know in time to take precautions because it'll be apparent in some way. But in fact, are there any precautions? What if one was going to hit the Earth? What would we do? Send up Bruce Willis in a rocket?
That's exactly the wrong thing, because what Bruce Willis did was blow it up, and then he created a lot of little asteroids that could wreak havoc and just spread around a little bit more on the Earth. What the scientists want to do here is find an asteroid in a long enough time frame, let's say 50 years from now. They'll know it might hit us in 50 years from now. And then possibly do some really interesting things, like send up a little rocket and put the rocket on the asteroid and just nudge it a tiny bit. Because all you have to do is move it a degree or two. And when something is that far away, it will miss the Earth. Another interesting thing that they talk about is putting something really simple on it, like a slingshot or a shovel that would just shovel dirt off the asteroid, and the act of the shoveling, the action, it's a reaction, it's like a little propulsion on the asteroid, and just that tiny little nudge over time might be enough.
You know, Ira, that sounds so clever. I almost wish there was an asteroid on its way so we could test it out and see if it actually works, but maybe not. Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday, who joins us regularly on Thursdays. Thanks, Ira.
Thank you.